Yeah, we will. I have a preliminary ballot, but like I said, if one station has not completed its input, the ballot sheet is not what it needs to be. So you have to have all of it done.
Okay, thank you. Can we go back to? We'll go back to the stack. I'm not sure where we are. Dave, were there others on the stack before Dave? Okay, please, Dave, go ahead.
So I was looking at the numbers, and one thing I noticed in the national office is I noticed the gross salaries are dropping by 30,000, but we're going to be hiring a network program coordinator. I understand that there's going to be a small raise for the affiliates coordinator. I understand there's been discussion about adding a halftime person there, although I don't know which budget it's ending up in, and people tend to get raises. So how is it that the gross salaries are dropping by 30? I'm going to ask a couple other quick ones.
All that information is correct to begin with.
Okay. The other thing is I see that the total board and lab election expenses in the national office is listed as $197,000 to 220 for the year before, but we didn't have an election in the year before. Maybe we were paying off certain things, but I'm concerned whether that number is a good number. I see down in website expenses that's gone up by $24,000. Is that the sum total of our increased investment in our digital distribution and other kinds of development? And then lastly, I see that the big jump area is in programming. That's going up by $200,000 from 72 to 287. And I think that's great. I'm hoping that that includes Spanish language programming along with other things. But if you could talk about the two key things, which are gross salaries, the elections, and where is our development in digital distribution? Is it all in website expenses, and is it only going up by $24K?
The salary issue down by $30,000. Budget for the program coordinator, looks like we'll postpone that hire until January, saving funds in that area. So that's predominantly.
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry, what did you just say? What's going to be postponed?
The program coordinator position.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, postponed until January. Doesn't look like we'll get a person in that position until January, therefore it saves the funds.
But that position wasn't. We didn't spend that much last year, so how does it go down? I mean,
you budgeted for it, you just didn't spend it.
Yeah, we had the money in the budget, and then this year we won't have, we'll postpone it. So yes, that's a question. The other one is that we have our special projects coordinator, Phil Osegueda, his funds are going down. His hours are reduced from what they were last year, from 5 days to 4 days, and keep going down.
There are no raises included, as far as I can remember, except for a modest raise for administrative assistants. Was willing to forego a raise in exchange for getting her part-time assistant.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We probably shouldn't talk in detail about people's salaries, but on the...
And the question on
the elections and our web expense, is that our whole digital distribution strategy is in that line item and just going up by 24?
Yeah, for it's web expenses and support for Pete and his function, and it's for some additional staff support for him, requested, and we see it there.
In website expenses?
Yes.
But so the whole total that we're increasing, we're going from 18,000. Are all our digital distribution efforts at the national level are going to sum to 42,000 for the year?
Yeah, I don't think we have a digital distribution effort. We just have, in this case, website supports. But to the extent that becomes part of our digital strategy, yes. But no, we don't have a digital strategy and a digital program.
There's nothing budgeted on that front for this year.
No, not that I'm aware of. Greg, is there anything that's fit in here? Do we have a digital?
I wish there was, but there is not.
Okay. Yeah. And then the last thing is the, more on that later, but the last thing is the board election expenses.
Yeah, voter election expenses do cross fiscal. For example, that even though there's no election, you have to detail that because we may hire a board person, a board national person, in April, and that goes all the way to January, so it crosses fiscal. You have to budget on both ends of the fiscal for election personnel.
Right, but the amount of money that was last year, I mean, even if it does cross the fiscal, the election's coming in this fiscal, and yet we seem to have a lower, we have lower expenditures in this fiscal than last fiscal when we didn't have an election, and I'm not understanding that.
Well, you mean in this fiscal meeting, 06, or are you thinking 07?
In the 07 budget is $22,000. Dollars less than it was budgeted for 06 when we had no election.
Well, 06, even though there's no election in fiscal 06, we hired the election supervisor in April of 06. So
sure.
We have.
Sure, but the total expenses are going to be lower, and there's another election coming in 08. So you have the same slop over that's going to that happens starting in this fiscal. Again in next fiscal. So it's still the case that fiscal 07 should, I don't understand why fiscal 06 is higher than fiscal 07 when there should be a lot more election activity going on.
Well, this election has some additional expenses buying the optical. We didn't buy them before we leased them. So that cost.
But that'll be in 07. That cost will come where? Which fiscal?
It's coming now. It's coming in this fiscal.
This is Lauren. Is that capital? How much is the equipment? Why is it in expenses?
Yeah, because $5,000. Greg, what would you pay for those things?
I don't have that figure. I'd have to ask Wes.
Yeah, they're $5,000, five stations. So his point was that there'll be those optical readers reading the ballots. We should buy them. And have our own, as opposed to leasing them every year. Of course, buying them is more expensive.
And that should be capital. Do you have it in capital, or do you have it in expenses?
Right now, I have it in expenses.
I think if you could look at that, please.
Yeah, I will.
Just to finish, are you sure that 197 is a strong number and adequate to what we're going to really be spending?
Well,
or is it a hopeful estimate?
Well, if, you know, a lot depends on when the board picks up the national election supervisor. But, you know, at $3,200 a month, and to the extent he starts in April or May, and he goes to September, that will cover that fiscal period. You know, 6 months of that person would be $20,000, right?
But that's not, shouldn't that be in salaries and related?
Yes, it should, but since we needed to show what the lab election costs were, I put it up here so that people would see it.
Okay, other questions? Again, you know, let's go back to program costs. I mean, if you could have each one of these major programs, if you could just, you know, I know you have this because you have to have it in order to put it on the line item.
Yeah, I hear you.
Then that would answer all these questions so that we don't have to go through detail.
Yep.
We can look at it and we'll see it.
Yep.
Next, okay, so we talked about digital program. There's nothing there. We talked about elections, and you had some more questions, right, Dave, on the
No, those were the three biggies. Those
well,
were the big
you
ones.
Mentioned programming. Did you want to know anything more
about
programming?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
We're talking about the line 1062 in particular, I believe.
Let me look and see what I had listed there. I have 1062 indeed.
Yeah. What that line covers is the Spanish news broadcast for a contribution from us of $7,500 a month. It includes the election season programming. It's prorated across several months, across more months than it should be. And then other programming, you know, that hearings and the like, and so that $23,920 is sort of prorated across 12 months. But it is likely that it'll be actually more expensive during you know, October, November, and then not as many on a month-by-month basis during December through February. But
well, how much?
It's an average figure of 23,920. What's standard across the months is the Spanish language. What varies is the, you know, other expenses. And it also, there's an amount for FSRN in there, too.
Well,
our portion, the national office's portion of FSRN expenses.
So what will you really have available for any kind of national programming once the fall season programming is done?
Well, we should end up having somewhere between $6,000 and $7,000 a month available of the 23.
I'm sorry, Greg, would you repeat that?
You have allocated $7,500 for...
Spanish language.
Spanish language.
Right.
Approximately $10,000 allocated out of a larger total for FSRN.
Okay.
And then the remainder, which is approximately, actually $7,500, allocated for all other programming.
Including the election programming.
Right, exactly. And so we won't be doing that much special broadcasting during that period, but we will then have funds available after that for other programming.
All right. Inform Dissent. That program.
That idea, yeah, but that only goes over... some of those expenses are being incurred now in the current fiscal year. That runs across both fiscal years.
Right. Okay. Question?
But you'll still have about the same amount of money available for other programming, to answer Dave's question, you know, for specials, hearings, and so forth, at least the same amount of money that we had available last year.
But bottom line...
This is Jane, I'd like...
Go ahead.
Now, I just wonder, the information you're giving right now about programming, Greg.
Excuse me, about what? I didn't hear that.
I said the information that you're giving us now about the programming, the budgeting for next year, the national programming budgeting.
Yeah.
Is this written up already? Is this something you could just send us a summary sheet about, you know, how that breaks out for next year?
Well, I mean, it's not really any more complicated than that. I mean, I can send it to you in a memo, but basically it's really those three categories, Spanish language, FSRN, and other programming.
Right. It sounds so simple, clear, but it's 30 here. I just wondered if you have it. I mean, I think that's a very good summary, and I personally would like to share that with our local station board. Some of our members have been, you know, very concerned about the direction of national programming, and what you just described is very simple, and it and it makes a lot of sense. And I think that I think it's important for everybody to, you know, just be grounded in reality, and can't get any more real than the numbers, right?
Well, what I can do is I'm already sending some documents on affiliates. Is it okay if I attach some additional notes on this to that same document, and she can forward it to you all?
I would love that. That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
No problem.
And also, you know, this could be, Lonnie, thanks. You just sent me the document. I haven't had a chance to pull it up, but this would be part of this whole timeline program, major programs that you've done with the mail drops. Just do all the programs, put it on this one sheet or however, and so we can see what the major programs, what's going, you know, when to expect these major revenue flows. Are also outflows, and this would give us a handle on what the big picture is.
Yeah, I'll work it up.
Can I ask another question, LeVar?
Go ahead, Dave.
What was the role of the programming committee in developing the budget proposal? That's the first half. And the second half is, it sounds like what we're going to do is spend the money for a national program in the fall and then face a budget that includes no funding to do anything else for the rest of the year other than special programming. I mean, just to cut it down to its bare minimum. Is that a good summary?
That's fair.
Okay. That question of whether or not we're going to do any more after a fall once a week series, I think is something that really we should get the finance committee's the programming committee's recommendation onto the board. I think it's important.
Well, the programming committee has been preoccupied with the programming policy at this point, so they really haven't had an opportunity yet to really weigh in on the financial implications of this. But I can just tell you that even getting this amount of money was a stretch. If the fall programming actually raises money, which at this point we are not including in the budget any income from that that programming, but if it does, then we would probably come back for a budget adjustment in order to fund a subsequent program. But at this point, I wouldn't be comfortable including money for a subsequent program that has not yet been discussed or has proven its, you know, its merit.
Yeah. How would that money be generated by this program? Are you
still discussing how we're going to do that. That's still a debate going on amongst the stations as to how, you know, whether it can be done on air or not, or whether there is some way to direct people to offline options. We don't know the answer to that yet. That's why there's no figure for income.
So there's no informed dissent coffee mug in the works?
Not yet.
Got it. I'd get one if there were one.
Others on the stack? Questions? I have a question. We talked briefly before we got on the stream on about the KU satellite program, what the initiative and the strategy is. I think I've sent a note on because I'd spoken with Big Bedoyan and KFCS. So can you just, and I had gotten an estimate, I believe I shared that with you from Michael Yoshida in terms of what an approximate, this is capital also cost here for our KPFA. So do we have a strategy, a program? Do we have capital in there for KU satellite?
Oh, the additional purchase. Yeah. Lonnie, I don't remember whether we included that or not. I know we included amount of money for Michael's, for support for him, but I'm not sure about the.
That was in the KPFA's budget.
Did they put it in?
And I'm looking now to see if they included a lot of capital for that. Well, it looks like they've got very modest. They've got equipment, 10,000 for computer equipment, but also transmitter equipment. They have $57,000.
The transmitter. The cost on the KU satellite was, I think we said, 10 to 15.
Yeah, it looks like they've got enough.
In terms of with the transmitter? You think it's in there?
Yeah, they got a transmitter for $57,000, then they've got equipment for $30,000, and capital for $78,000. So, and then they've got, you know, money, too. So,
can we confirm that?
Hmm?
Can we confirm that that's what Lois has in there?
Yeah, I can confirm that for you when she gets back, but yes, we'll do. I'll put it on my list.
Okay, thanks. So what about the strategy itself as far as the satellite? We're going to continue what we're doing. We're going to continue. Are we planning to continue our relationship with KFCF and that KFCF will need to budget for some upgrades also, I believe?
Yeah. That one, I don't have an answer right now. When I confirm with Lewis, I'll see if she plans to share some of these monies with KCFC. I'll see.
This is another question, Lauren. Do we check in with Vic in terms of what his needs are, what he's budgeting for 07 versus, I know we should. Our development will do it because they have to do it in terms of fundraising and how the income stream comes in and what percentage goes to KFCF or what the approximate amount they believe will go to KFCF. So do we talk with him about other issues in terms of KPFA and KFCF?
Don't know the answer to that one. I don't know. Lim or Lois would know more about where that sits right now. I know it's an issue. I know it's a problem. But how they worked it out, and I know the dollars they put money in, but I don't know what the understanding is behind those dollars at this point.
Okay, so is that something you can speak with Lois or Lim? Is Lim still on vacation?
Yeah.
Okay, you can.
Lois.
Okay,
yeah,
so
Lois.
You'll take that as an action, too?
Yeah, I will. I'll check it out.
All right, thank you.
Can I ask another question?
Please, Dave.
Do the total salaries include a full-year, full-time national tech director? And if so, where are the funds that such a person would be spending in terms of national tech needs?
There was a request to have a full-time person. Right now, We've got John. John, you there? And it's at, right now it's at current level. That is. I don't know. At some point, look at it again as we go through the year. But right now, the question of affordability.
Is it in that number? Is it already budgeted?
The full time?
We're doing now.
Yes, it is.
It's in the budget. Okay, what kind of national tech needs are we spending on? I'm looking through this thing. I can't see. I see computer maintenance for $12,000. Is some of it in other programming expenses? Like when you do specials, for example, there are a lot of tech things involved with that. If you're going to buy POTS Codex that people can use, where would that be in the budget?
Well, the POTS Codex is being purchased this year, but yes, some of the
from what line?
The technical expenses are included in when you make an application for doing a national special. That's included out of other programming.
So, but where? What budget line does it come out of? Oh, you just told me it comes out of that budget line.
Well, I'm not sure where the POTS Codex actually purchased for this year is coming from. I'd have to defer to Lonnie, but as far as when national specials are done and there is an expense like an ISDN or other technical expenses, they're included within the budget application that people make for a special.
Yeah, that's part of the budget they present. Equipment will be included.
But I don't know, where is the POTS Codex being funded from for this year? I know
out of 6701, I think we've got $287,000 in other programming.
So it's coming from the other programming line?
Yeah.
Okay. For next year? I thought we were funding it this year.
No, I'm saying a future equipment. Yeah.
So it's kind of weird to have equipment in the programming line. Can we, well, I'm not going to dwell on that.
There's some down below in cash and capital, but we found that they go together. That is, they make a proposal to do a broadcast, and it's the equipment that they need. So it's like, now down below, we do have computer equipment, $50,000. That, and then we have some capital, a small amount of capital money. But it's a lean budget.
Okay, anyone else? This is Lauren. I have a couple more questions. Early this spring, I think, when we first started with budgeting, we had asked Mike to tell us what what the plan was, programming was for, that he had in mind for 07. And I've searched for what you had done. Even I know it's in that package from the PNB meeting, but are those initiatives that you had outlined, Greg, or Spanish language, a couple of the others, are they in the budget?
Not everything. Not everything.
What's not,
everything not
in the budget
funded
that you think is important in terms of the direction for the foundation?
Yeah, what you'd like to have and what you can afford are two different things.
That's for sure, but what did you like? I mean, what are some of the things?
I mean, the
what I'm
the
looking
Spanish
at
language
is
and
the
full national
budgeting
program
and strategy
included
for the foundation and for our future. What is not in there that you would like to see in there?
Of the priorities that I put, well, certainly the outreach and development parts that I mentioned are not, there's not much funding for any kind of marketing or promotional effort. I believe that was one of the items. I don't have the list in front of me right now.
Technology?
Technology is not funded to the level that I had hoped, certainly. Some of the management restructuring is not so much a financial item, although, doing this retreat is certainly a part of that. But I think that the things that are not being funded to the extent that I would like are technology development and outreach. That's what ended up, getting short funded as a result of the crunch we're in.
What about, just some of the basic processes, the operational processes, like in terms of implementing, which I guess would only take some type of monitoring costs, like all FCC requirements, regulations that are being met, even like personnel policy, like do you have a plan, does each station have a plan for in case of fire evacuation or things like that? Are those types of things, are those in somehow in the plan as far as monitoring them or schedule for completion or even go to other personal things like evaluations or, you know, which would require monitoring and, I guess, travel for the HR director or those things in the budget?
Well, I mean, we have the HR director and we have travel, but as far as any additional funding for those things, no. Stations have their own budgets for, you know, disaster and emergency planning, and some of them have pretty well-developed plans. I know KPFT and KPFA have, you know, have pretty well-developed plans. But no, nothing in the national budget that that provides special support for that, unless I'm missing something.
This is just an idea. I read this from other people. These aren't all my ideas, but in terms of making sure those things happen and making that part of a process as far as like travel and monitoring. These absolute necessities that keep the foundation legally, making sure that we're in compliance with those types of requirements that would require not just the word of mouth, but some type of monitoring through visits by either the ED, the CFO, or the HR director.
Those are done. Those visits are made, and
okay.
Lonnie and Yolanda especially are traveling all the time.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to ask me whether there's a network wide plan or funds set aside especially for that,
right.
For compliance, for example, no, there's no special line item. It's just on a crisis or a need basis.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that a good thing? No.
Because that kind of cascade down to performance evaluations. I mean, if those things are requirements, that would be, and if they're not done, I mean, that would go down. I mean, all these things cascade. I mean, the budget kind of drives, or if you have those things in the budget, and if it's either in the going rate or if it's not that you set it in there, then those basic requirements in terms of keeping the network healthy and compliant.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, in terms of compliance, Phil, monitors compliance as well as Ben Garcia monitors compliance.
Okay,
those
great.
Are the two people who are involved in that. They regularly, update the stations on what is due and monitor whether they are filing, and if necessary, assist them. We also have Melody Virtue works with John Kriegler as a support person. That would come out of the legal line. If need be, to assist them. So there's staff support certainly available, but whether there's an overarching plan, that's a different question.
Okay. All right. This is something I wanted to consider. And the other thing, of course, is that I don't see a headcount plan in this.
So what's that? What did you say?
I do not see a headcount plan. This is something we've talked about. I mean, we were getting on this last year. I think we were able to accomplish some of it, but I don't see... KPFA has a headcount plan. We certainly like to appreciate Lois and Brian for getting that to us. But I don't see a national office headcount plan. When do you plan to deliver it? Will we have that by next week?
Do we have a meeting scheduled for the 18th of September, by the way? I have it on my...
For the what?
Do we have a finance committee meeting scheduled for the 18th of September?
I believe we do, but we also scheduled for today one for next, did we say next Thursday? Yes.
Yeah.
I know that was a while ago.
Yes, I will get it together for next Thursday.
Okay, we appreciate it. Can I just do a little summary in terms of where we are now? We have discussion in the national office. We really, talked about in terms of programs, plans, what's there, what we would like to see there. And some of the things that in terms of helping us to understand the budget, the one thing that we talked about a lot was the affiliates, and that's what Greg is going to get to us. So we just kind of gone over the national program and budget. We really haven't gone into archives. So at this point, do we want to consider moving the other items in terms of, because a lot of us really didn't get a chance to really look at the budget in detail until today in terms of pulling up the budget. So do we want to, consider some of the things that we've talked about tonight and then continue for next Thursday, or do we want to press on?
Levon, this is Dave.
Yes.
Before I can answer that question, I want to float the idea that maybe, you know, given the shortness of time for this budget this year, the national office budget and the PRA and all that stuff, I think one of the things we may want to consider, and I wanted other people's opinion, was the idea of doing a provisional approval or an approval that we would revisit within a couple of months so we could do further work on some of the stuff. And if the answer is that, you know, that's okay, then I'm fine with waiting till next week. If we feel we've got to nail everything now, then I'm willing to keep going and try and get as much as we can done so that any changes or any suggestions or any additional information we can get by next week.
Oh, can you just tell me what other items did you want to press on for tonight, Dave?
The archives.
Okay. What about the others? We want to go ahead and at least look at the archives and then perhaps have an opportunity to look more at our budgets and also the fact that some of the budgets are not there and not final. We can continue those looking at the detailed budgets for the stations next week.
Yeah, this is Jane. I'm going to have to get off the line here in a minute. I did hear mention that the motion on the reserve policy was going to be brought up again at tonight's meeting. Is that true? Did I understand that correctly?
Actually, we didn't really discuss it. We didn't really discuss that. We discussed some of the others, so we can discuss that next Thursday. Is that okay?
Yeah, it'll be complicated.
This is Sandra in Houston. I am also going to have to be signing off now.
Okay. I think, Dave, that the people that Jane, please, before you go, we made a commitment to meet next Thursday. At this point, I think we have kind of like I'm a little exhausted myself, and I know Lonnie and Greg have been working.
Yeah,
as the
I
other, but I mean, I'll just throw it out again. We have two people leaving, Dave. What would we like to do? The people who can remain on the phone.
Well, that's okay, Levon. I understand your point, and I'm willing to defer. But I do want to just remind that I did schedule. I did in the notice of meeting say there'd be a finance committee report at the national board tomorrow, and I was wondering, are you going to be able to dash off just some of the high points or the
sure.
important points that we've done and
sure.
send it to the board and report on it tomorrow?
Right. I'll do something, and then I'll try to send it by Lonnie and Greg tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right.
I forwarded the information on the affiliates program and the breakdown of the national programming budget to LaVarne and Lonnie and Teresa.
All right. Great. Appreciate it. Can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you next. I'm sorry, to speaking with you next Thursday.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good call.